Hi, thanks everyone for coming to this Lightning Talk about ESUndroid download statistics. Given this is a Lightning Talk, we probably won't have time for any questions. So if you do have questions, I invite you to come to the ESUndroid booth in UD. So let me just talk about what the download statistics are, how they work, and how to use them. And for the people who don't know yet, ESUndroid is a source for open source apps, similar to Aftroid, except that we get it from the developers directly, and in 60% of the cases, have reproducible builds to make sure that it matches the source code. First about me, who am I? I'm Sylvia van Os. I'm known online as The Lost Project. For my day job, I do DevOps, Linux system administration, aka I write a lot of YAML. I'm a contributor to the ESUndroid project, and some of you may know me for contributing Katima. This is a little app for storing QR codes, plain takers, etc. in. So first off, why do we even have download statistics? Well, we already had other ways to like prioritize good apps, especially in stores like NeoStore. But a lot of people have been asking for download statistics to help figure out which apps are popular and likely to be well-maintained for a longer time. So we decided to implement this to help users choose the right apps for them. We believe that download statistics help prioritize popular apps, which in the FOSS world is a lot of the time mostly word of mouth, because there's generally a bit less budget. And it also prioritizes older, well-maintained apps, because an update gives a download spike, and the age reflects the total amount of downloads. It's, however, not a silver bullet. Just because an app is downloaded a lot doesn't mean it is a great app. So it's just an indicator of quality, not a guarantee of quality. And it works best when used over medium periods. So you account for the age of the app, but not solely. So the general overview, as you can see here, the first step is a client on your phone or in your browser, whatever, downloads an APK from one of our ESUndroid mirrors. That mirror then writes that download to the server log. Then we have a little tool which we call the stats builder, which scans through the server log and outputs some statistics JSON. It's a very simple tool. It reads the server logs, turns them into statistics. It's just two Python files and a TOML config file, and it works in two phases. Well, first, you, of course, need to configure it. So say you have this download, this log line in your Apache log. Now you'll have to write a regular expression, and the fields that are necessary are the date, time, the method, the path, the status code, and the user agent. The other fields are not necessary, but I've included them here to make the regular expression easier to read. If you have a browser that if you have a server that outputs JSON, for example, like Caddy, you can also directly parse the JSON. And you also need to tell it the date-time format. So as you can see, this is how that regular expression gets split up. So, for example, let's say we run this over our Apache logs. We have our logs in varlog Apache access log. We first throw it through grep to filter out all .apk downloads. It makes it a lot easier to write a proper regular expression, given you won't have other stuff in your logs like server restarting or whatever. Then we throw it into the parser with our config file, and we just write it to a JSON file. And we get a simple JSON file that per date says this app had that many downloads with that client. That's step one. And then for step two, after we have all these statistics, we run the index generator, which creates an index.json saying, for this date, you have to look into these files. And it's important to keep this index.json and test directory together. The problem with this, if you want to use these download statistics, is that you only have data for one server, and it's very verbose. It always has like the logs per day, and you have to read the index.json to figure out like where to find the stats for a specific day. So to make that a bit easier and more usable, we have the stats collector, which pulls the build stats for all of our known mirrors. Currently three, two in Germany, one in the United States. We're very welcome to more mirrors. And then just merges those together into a basic and an upstream. These files are a lot easier to consume. And currently, we run an instance of this, which daily uses Woodpecker CI on Codeberg to generate that output. And we publish it to a public URL. I've not written the public URL here, not because I want to hide it, but just because I want to be able that if people use it, that we can communicate with them if we have to make some changes, especially because it's still rather new. So feel free to ask us for the URL if you want to use it. We then have two basic types. We have the basic types, which is per app download stats without the client info. As you saw in the earlier slides, we had like per client information. That's too much info for some people. And we have the upstream statistics, which is basically the exact same format as shown earlier. And we also provide, for these data types, four formats. We provide the yearly format, the monthly in days, which is just for a month every single day, and the daily format. And we also have a rolling.json for most of these, so you can get like the last year of statistics, the last month, etc. So for example, if you want to know the total number of downloads per app in the last 30 days, you just grab the rolling.json in the monthly directory, in the basic directory. That's all you need. It's a few kilobytes. If you want per day information, of course that file is going to be a lot bigger. You get, for example, in June 2025, 2025-06 for JSON in monthly in upstream. And of course, if you just want all the downloaded apps on a certain date, just grab that date from the daily. Those statistics are then uploaded to the statistics server, and then a client can download it. So what kind of client? Well, for our first version, we built stats.isiandroid.org, which gives you like a web browser dashboard, which helped a lot to make these JSON files more readable. But where it actually gets a lot cooler is that we've been working together with the Droidify and the NeoStore developers to show these download statistics directly into Droidify and NeoStore. In Droidify, you just see the amount of downloads total in a period, but in NeoStore, you can even sort the apps by popularity, which will help you find like popular, most likely well-maintained apps. And NeoStore has a lot of graphs and stuff because the NeoStore developer loves graphs. Some of you will surely love graphs too. That is basically the quick overview. There's a lot of text in these slides, so please do take this opportunity to just download the slides and look them over as a reference sheet. I'd like to say a quick thank you to NLNet for sponsoring this work and other related work through an NGI MobiFree grant. It's the first grant we've ever got as ISI on Droid, which is a really cool accomplishment for us. And I'm just leaving these important links up for a bit. This QR code contains all of this data, so you can check out some of this stuff. Yeah, thank you.